a very special sponsor, even. I think it might be the first time we've ever really had a sponsor come on the show. Ish. Can't quite remember. But his name's Dudley, and he's from Pro Stores Direct. Dudley, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vinny. Good to be here.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Pro Stores Direct and what you guys do?
Okay. Pro Stores Direct specialize in survival products, storable foods, survival gear. We've been trading since 2008, started on eBay. You might notice by my accent, I'm actually a Brit. We are an American company, to explain that. My job is I deal with the marketing and, you know, getting our company on shows like yourself. And as you know, Vinny, I spoke to you a while ago, and you twisted my arm, and I agreed to be here. And I'm happy to be here, and I appreciate being invited along. But I'm not normally a media guy. I'm basically a sort of marketing guy. Marketing doesn't always mean the guy that gets on the radio and does this kind of thing, but I'm doing my best.
Yeah. Well, that's my job, really.
Okay.
All right, so everybody who's listening to this show should understand and probably know the drill. Storable food. You know, there's a bunch of people during that, what was that, Hurricane Sandy, and I found it very interesting how Sandy Hook happened after Hurricane Sandy, but
yeah.
During that hurricane, there was like food stores out, you know, because everybody's like a panic monkey in the United States when there's a disaster coming. Have you noticed that? The food and the water and everything like that, everybody just stocks up, and, you know, you go in and you're trying to get something and everything's freaking sold out. And in the event of major disasters, or even in the event of some kind of major economic collapse, this is actually really a reality in the United States these days. Global supply chain, which I found very interesting. A friend of mine, I think Mike Harris, used to be involved intimately in supply chains and manufacturing and all of that kind of stuff. He said that basically supermarkets have only got maybe 2-3 days tops before they're just empty. If the supply chain is disrupted in any way, shape, or form, that can be because they don't have enough money to ship it, or the products just aren't getting there, or there's some kind of war or disruption of some kind. You know, there's infinite amounts of things that can happen alongside the natural disaster front. So really, if you are going to be wise about it, it is actually a good idea to get yourself something storable, at least in some form of a quantity. And you know, New Zealand Civil Defence even recommends that you have 3 to 4 days of stored food available. And as far as you've told me, Dudley, Pro Stores Direct is basically one of the cheapest out there and one of the highest quality.
We'll recommend that the quality is among the highest. We're doing mostly Mountain House premium storable foods, and at the moment, roughly 90 to 100% of our orders are arriving to the customer within 90 days of leaving the Mountain House factory. It's Mountain House, based in Oregon, the market leader. Going back to your point of supermarkets having like a 2 to 3 day supply chain, that doesn't really account for panic buying. And panic buying kicks in very, very quickly. So, two to three days is not in like an ideal world. In reality, what has to happen is within 24 hours of a disaster hitting, then the panic buying kicks in, and supermarkets can sell out of key things within a matter of hours. And then what you're left with is ice cream and crisps, whatever. Things like bread, frozen meats, stuff like that can get taken away within hours when a major disaster hits. So it's not even 2 to 3 days. Unless you try to live.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's also another point that I tried to raise is what happened during hurricanes. Only there was no real disruption to the supply chain, but there was nothing in the supermarkets.
yeah, people tend to go out and just empty the shelves. So, you know, like one family will go out and just empty the complete shelf, and it gets kind of crazy. And the last place you want to find yourself in that kind of situation is competing at a supermarket to get food. So for that reason, it's pretty, it kind of speaks for itself. It's good to have your own supply in, yes. And it's so easy today as well. It's so easy, the company specializing in it.
Well, what kind of products do you have on here? Because it looks like you've got a bug out gear. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Bradley, are you there? The new website. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
We do a lot of products. I mean, we're adding more to the website now. But to give you an idea, if you just look at one main product, we do the bug out buckets from Mountain House. And you can get a week's supply of Mountain House food. It's a real meat, Mountain House prime food product. It stores for 25 years. A week's supply is $70, $69.95 to be exact. We do free shipping across the United States on that product. That's a week's supply for one adult of one of the brand leaders in the market for $69.95 with free shipping. Now, that is one of the products at the moment that we just can't get enough of, and I'd recommend anybody to check that out. The way it works with freeze-dried food is anything cheaper than that, if it's coming from Mountain House, the chances are it's not new. And what happens there is you're usually buying something that somebody has been storing, and then they're rotating their stocks for fresh stock. The problem there is, how do you know it's been stored correctly for the last 3 or 4 years, and are they selling it to you for a really good price? If it's your best mate and you trust them and they're giving you a cracking deal, like half what it costs new, I can't argue with that. Everybody else, you're looking at buying new. And when you're talking new Mountain House foods, there are a few companies out there. We are one of them. And the reason I suggest us as against our competitors is, all else being equal, we are supporting your show. If you like Vinnie Eastwood, we're the guys that are, we are Pro Stores Direct, and we are supporting this show too. What can I say?
Yeah. Enough said. so there's only a couple of products on here at the moment, and you contacted me a couple of weeks back and said that maybe halfway through next month or whatever you'd have your stores and everything up and running, but you've already got it going. We've got the banner up on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, the Pro Stores Direct banner right there, ladies and gentlemen. So you can just go there, click on it, have a look over the products and things like that. So we've got bug out gear, fire starters, you know, those little clicker thingies if you want to start a fire, of course. Survival kits, first aid, bug out buckets, water filters, and just general freeze-dried foods as well. Now, I was just thinking about this. The bug-out buckets there, they're $70 for a week's supply for one person. So that's like, what, $10 a day? That's actually pretty cheap, even by today's standards.
It is. It's one of the best deals out there, like I say. And just want to, the website at the moment, the way it tends to work is you want to get the foundations right. We have more products to add, but the web store is new. So you tend to build the web store and then take some time out, have a look at it, make sure the foundations are correct. There's some stuff being added. And then when the foundations are there for the actual web design, if you like, it's not actually my department. But when we're happy with that, then the adding the products is the easy part. We have our product line at the moment is something like 42 separate product lines, give or take, off the top of my head.
Whoa.
So, yeah. That's who we are. How I got started in this business was actually listening to Alex Jones and hearing an advertisement for Survival Seeds, which is heirloom seeds, which we also do actually these days. But and I contacted a guy called Big John Lipscomb, an American patriot, and I started selling his heirloom seeds on American eBay a few years ago now. And that's how I got involved. And never really looked back. It's a really important business to be into. And, yeah.
Yeah. And also I found there's another element of this. Apparently, the massive governments and giant corporations have been practically buying out everything in terms of freeze-dried food companies. Like, if you wanted to place a major order or something, there's a ridiculous backlog, like 6-9 months or something like that. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know if you're referring to a specific incident a couple of years ago. The federal government placed an order with Oregon Freeze Dry, which is one of the big manufacturers, and that totally hit the whole industry. And for a couple of months, we just couldn't supply our customers. It was a terrible time, and that was all to do with the actual federal government, and it was top secret what that $1 food for. Whether it's for some massive bunker or up in the mountains somewhere or whatever was going on. But there was a period roughly 2 years ago when for 4 or 5 months you literally couldn't buy new freeze-dried food. Everything you saw was 5-10-year-old on eBay, whatever.
Man. Well, see, it'd be interesting to find out exactly why they did that and just what kind of a quantity they were purchasing, because hey, how long exactly are they planning to hunker down? I mean, it's just out of control nowadays. And what I found is that global food prices are shooting up like there's no frickin' tomorrow. There's so much uncertainty in the market. Have you heard of derivatives of death?
Derivatives of death. That's a new one to me, Vinny. Derivatives of death. No.
All right, dig this. You know how you can put a put option on an airline and after it crashes into the World Trade Center, you get a big payout after the airline price goes down? Well, derivatives of death is when Yes. You're putting a bet on the food prices going up, and as a result of heaps of people betting on the market, the food prices go up, regardless of actual market pressure. It's just a straightforward manipulation. And as a result, food prices for everybody have like doubled, and also the supplies of food just worldwide are just basically dwindling. Apparently, we're like on the verge of famine, and there's a massive drought in the middle of the United States as well now. And farmers are talking like it's the end of the fracking world.
Yeah, this is The actual squeeze on the food markets is crazy. And what's happening with a lot of the food producers, a lot of the red tape that's been introduced, not to mention the GMO specter that's out there. I'm not best qualified to speak on it. I actually find it quite scary. I guess I'm in the perfect... I'm pretty well... I have a lot of food security personally. But what's happening with the food market at the moment, it's hard to make any sense out of it. It's as if they really want a catastrophe to happen.
Well, you know what? I think it's like, if you've got your own supply of food sussed, it doesn't really matter what the global food market's doing to you anyway.
In my ideal world, I would still like to go down to the supermarket and buy what I like when I like and still go to eat when I want. So it's not an ideal scenario, but it feels a lot better being covered in that respect. So I'm not saying I really want to see that actual happening, but I believe everybody should have some kind of food security for themselves and their families. Straightforward thing, you know.
Oh, I'd also recommend to have a garden.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just, I mean, obviously I'm here to talk about ProStars Direct, but there's a lot of simple things. I mean, things like, there's a lot of foods you can buy that aren't going to tick every box, but it's kind of crazy enough to have, like spaghetti, buying honey lasts forever if you buy natural honey, certain ways, things you can buy from the supermarket. We simply don't sell certain items because the items that are readily available, we don't really need to sell. So we actually cover the actual bigger stuff. But there's a lot of little everyday items that people should have, you know, stock up in food as well. I still recommend that you buy the kind of stuff that we're selling, obviously, but even little things that sort of fill in the gaps, sugar, salt. You know, have lots of sugar and salt at home, store it. You know, we don't sell because we can't compete with Walmart or whatever. But obviously, these are kind of things that you should also have. And given what's in the world, and what we hear about every day, it's kind of crazy not to take those simple steps.
All right. Dudley, thank you very much for your time and coming on the show today to tell us about Pro Stores Direct. You can go to the banner at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, ladies and gentlemen, or just go to prostoresdirect.com. And it should be decent enough for you. And they've even given me a little bit of a special offer. Anybody who buys something off prostores.com over the next 2 weeks, there will be a little commission coming to me to support the show. And they didn't have to do that, but they do it because they really do support me. Thanks, Dudley. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.